Well, hello, again. I'm almost going to start off like that, but hello. Flexion, reflect, numero cuatro, four. Here we are. Let me check the date, because again, I always be forgetting. January 7th. It was January 8th now. It's 2:32 January 8th a.m. But January 7th. What did I do? I always be waking up like 2. Like, I'll start waking up like 11 and 12, but right now, I need to get maximum sleep. I be taking melatonin, and I don't even think it works. But, yeah. Woke up like 2 or 3. I saw that a dentist, but I didn't even go, so. Yeah, that was kind of messed up. It snowed again, though. Like, it's annoying, bro. I hate the freaking snow. I really do. Because it, like, messes with my car and stuff. And driving becomes more of a hassle. But it's all good. Woke up. And then I went to the mall every day since I started doing this. Went to Springfield. Went to Tyson's. And then yesterday, today I went to Fair Oaks, bro. And then I actually did, like, nothing. I walked around me for like 20 minutes and said, no, I'm done. There's like nothing there. But that's what I did. Went to the mall again. Didn't buy anything. Got food coming back. I got home. I watched basketball and hockey. And yep, both Wizards and Capitals lost. So nice. I was going to watch anime, but I think I'll watch it tomorrow, honestly. Because I probably thought I'll watch it. 2 days from the job interview, though. For Chick-fil-A, so I'm going to need to prepare for that. Get my mind right. Ace it. Get the job. And then that'd be nice. But, and I think I have school. Not this upcoming week, the week after. That's when I start. I still have to add another class. So I got to figure that out. That's just in the future, but yeah. Watched Wizards Capitals loss and then played some more video games. That's kind of like my routine right now. It's like go out, eat, come back, watch something, play video games after watch, play video games for a couple hours, and then bed. Well, I do this and then bed. So yeah, I mean, I'm doing things that make me happy. I still need to play basketball when the weather's well. I'm gonna start playing basketball again, at least dribbling the ball. Maybe not. I don't have my hoop set up anymore, but just dribbling the ball is nice. Any like physical activity is nice, like even like dribbling a soccer ball, like playing soccer, just kicking the ball around or throwing a football. Anything that's somewhat active, even running, it's fine. But I'll get to that when the weather is like a little bit better. But yeah, that's what I did today. Woke up, got late, got dressed up nice. You know, I've been having some nice fits. Went to Fair Oaks, was roaming around for a little bit. You know, got food coming back, watched some sport, played video games, and then here I am right now at 2:35 making this. And I don't. It's like one of the shorter ones, because I don't really have anything in mind. Be told us, I just want to go to bed. But let's see. Tomorrow's going to be Saturday. What, Saturday the 8th? Yeah. Hopefully the snow starts melting. I may do some outdoor activity. Because that's what I want to do. I want to freaking dribble the basketball, bro. Like, I loved playing basketball. It's one of my hobbies. Used to be like always playing basketball like every single day. Twice or three times a day. That's what I used to do in high school. Get home, play some basketball, play video games, play basketball again, then do homework, then play a little bit more games, and then homework right before I go to bed, and then sleep. That was my routine. Besides, obviously, like eating all that. So, I need to get back into doing that. But what will I talk about for this first? The last reflection, I was talking about, like, I don't even know. I just talk about what's on my mind. So maybe I'll say the same things again. But yeah, I need to watch. I need to finish One Punch Man, and then I can do another anime. If I could do an anime like per week, that's gonna be nice. Cause like, you know, it's fun. Anime. A lot of people watch anime, so if I could get into it myself, then I'm hip. That's good. Cause then I can make like anime friends, and maybe if I start watching shows, maybe I can make friends who watch a lot of shows and at least relate or understand. Cause right now I'm not a movie person or a show person or anime, but you know what? With all the time we have now, cause of like the virus and snow and all that, it's not a bad time. It's not a bad time to like, you know, like do new things, new hobbies. So watch anime. Do, you know, maybe I'll learn like some Japanese in it or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll just learn like stories and I can relate. But I mean, not really much I can think of right now for this. The fourth reflection. Right, I think that's the fourth one. I mean, I just count already. Let's see. I made one for end of fifth, end of the sixth. No, I did one end of fourth, end of fifth. Yeah. Okay, hold up. Let me check. Can I check? Yeah, I can. Hold on. Check my anchor. Give me a second. Yeah. It is the fourth one. Sorry, I'm just processing the third one onto my anchor. You know, I think I could upload it on my computer. That's what I might do tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to really talk about. Besides, like, again, went to the mall and a lot of people again. And, you know, like I said, every time I go to the mall, I kind of, like, reflect on how my social life really is right now. It's not, like, a lot of people there. A lot of friend groups, a lot of relationships there, a lot of family there. I'm just kind of mad at myself. It's not, I don't have that right now. I mean, I do have family, I have friends, I have all that. But I don't have the ability to hang out with people right now. And so, again, I also think about that when I go to like large places that have large gatherings. I always think about it. But that's in the future. Like I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. I will have that. When I am ready, I will have the same thing that everyone has right now. And, you know, do I get a little jealous and like I wish I was up for sure? All the time. I mean, a lot of the times I'm like, I was a part of a big friend group and I wish I had a tight group of people that I could always go out with, or we could always hang and, you know, play basketball or go watch a basketball or hockey game or go out to eat together. Like, yes, I obviously wish I had that. Or I wish I had and it was in a relationship where I could just go to their house and we could meet her or what it is, we could talk and whatever, we'd go out, go shopping, you know, for sure, every day, because that's what makes a lot of people happy, and I'd be more happy with doing it. But right now I can't control what's going to happen in those relationships, friend groups, people, I don't know. I can't control that right now, really. I have to control myself and keep growing. But I do want that. It's definitely something I want in the future. I definitely want to expand my friends. I definitely want to look into a relationship. Because when the ball gets rolling, and whatever job, if it's not Chick-fil-A, whatever job I get, that's when I'm going to start. That's when I feel like I'll start really, like, glowing up and grow up. That's what I'll do. But yeah, I mean, I can't blame me for being like, oh, I wish I had this. A lot of people wish they had things all the time. A lot of people wish they're rich, wish they had this car, wish they lived there, wish they had this, wish they had that. That's the part of life. People always wish they had something. So let me make those wishes true, but not right now. You can't make every wish happen in one day. Some things take time, so, you know, just gotta keep this grind, keep making this reflection. Just Let me talk. Let me get all these thoughts out of my head so I could always look back at these and understand what was going on at this time in my life. But yeah, I mean, for sure, every time I always think about it. I'm like, no, maybe eventually, in the near future, maybe just further out, I'll be able to go to the mall with people. We could watch movies. We could go shopping. We could eat together. We could go to, like, maybe parties. Go to the judge's house. I was like, oh, for sure. That's something that I definitely want to do in the future. But I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to force people to be my friend. I'm not going to force other women to be my girlfriend. No. I mean, people are going to like me or they're not going to like me. And people are going to, they really like me, then they're going to either be attracted to me or not, or show affection. If they don't, that's fine. I'm not somebody who really puts a lot of, like, how do I want to say this? I don't really put a lot of, like, in, like, thoughts into that stuff right now. And sure, maybe a girl will like me, but I'm not going to put that much into it because that's not what I'm really, really looking for right now. Like, obviously, yeah, I'm always going to look for a girl, but I'm not desperate for one. After what I did and what happened for, like, it's best for me to just keep making friends. And it's, if I have friends who are girls, it's fine. We'll just be good friends. I think that's better for me. And then maybe, you know, I go down the same path, make a friend, you know, who's opposite gender, we'll just become really close friends. And then maybe when we're really close, then we'll show each other affection. Because that's the best way, in my opinion. Honestly. Even though I might have messed it up, that was the best way for me to get a girlfriend. It's that same formula. It's like, make a friend and then go from there. Don't push for someone that's not there. But if the close friends start, liking each other more than just close friends, then yeah, I think that's when you could do it. And that's what I learned. So if that's how I'm going to get a girlfriend, I'll do it that way. But, you know, it'd be awesome to just get one from, like, someone who just likes me a lot. And yeah, you know, that's nice. You know, I wish that would work. But, I mean, it does. But that's a little bit harder nowadays, how people are and how people view things now. I feel like it's not as easy to get relationships. It's easy. It's not easy to stay in it, but I feel like it's easier to, like, stay in the relationship than to get into another one. I think that's usually how it works. Because you have to, like, I feel like the relationship, you have to offer something that the other person likes or admires from you or something. You gotta offer them something. Like, maybe you're, like, you're really fit and you work out. Maybe that's what you, or maybe you're really smart and you work a lot, maybe you have to offer something to them. If you don't offer anything, you're probably not ready for a relationship. And that's what I learned. Like, right now, I don't really offer anything. Okay, I could offer, I could try. And I have some money, but I don't work yet. But yeah, okay, I could offer a good personality, and I could offer support, and I could offer advice, and all, yeah. But almost everyone could do that. Almost everyone could offer support and advice, and drive and have a decent amount of money. You gotta do more things. You gotta be, like, really smart, or you gotta work a good job, or you gotta work out or be active. You gotta do something that is gonna interest the other person. And I think that's how the key to begin into a relationship. Both sides have something that the other is interested in or really likes about that person. I mean, if you really like someone's looks and how they dress, maybe that's something you really like. And maybe they like how your attitude is, how you, your values and morals, that's what they like about you. And then that's higher chance of something actually happening. But if it's just one side, that's probably not gonna work. You're probably just gonna get put into friend zone, and the friend zone is, I learned it's not fun. I mean, emotions, patience is a hard thing in life, and not a lot of people have it. So if you get put in the friend zone, you try to find someone else. I mean, you can still be friends, just try to find someone else in the meantime. But enough with that. What else do I want to talk about? I mean, we'll look into the next day, Saturday. They don't know what we'll do today. Or, well, tomorrow, or whatever. I'll just say it tomorrow. Don't know what we'll do tomorrow. I mean, it's a Saturday. Might go out again, but I don't know where. Maybe I'll just go out, eat, and come back, watch anime, and maybe just be a relaxed day. Maybe I'll do something that makes me happy, a hobby that makes me happy. Like, going out makes me happy, that's why I do it. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to waste all my $900 on gas because I go out so freaking much. Maybe I'll watch Spider-Man, honestly. I've been thinking about just going by myself and watching. You know, it's weird to go by yourself. Maybe I'll ask people, but if not, I'll just go by myself and watch the Spider-Man. I just don't want to sit around for 2 hours. I'm sorry, but unless I have someone like that I really like, then maybe I'll sit with them for 2 hours. But Jesus Christ. Like, that was my plan, dude. I wanted to go on a first date, Spider-Man, you know, to the mall. You know, let's have almost a full day date. Let's start early, let's go out, let's shop it up, let's talk, conversate, let's eat somewhere, let's maybe go to the park, or let's go somewhere that's, like, really open, walk around. That's what I wanted my first date to be. Obviously, it didn't work out, and, you know, it sucks, but that's what I want to do, and then end it off with watching Spider-Man, and, you know, it's gonna be cringe, but, like, holding hands and cuddling, like, that's what I wanted, honestly. I was ready. Like, I had it all planned out, but, you know, obviously it didn't work, but that's what I want to make my first days, something, like, really open and free, and, you know, just, we could talk and do shopping or eating or, you know, do all the first date stuff. Do all the relationship, holding hands, arm around someone, you know. I'm fine. I mean, I don't know if I could kiss, because, you know, I've never done that in my life before. But never held hands, never kissed, never really cuddled. You never know, honestly. I think I could do it, honestly. Like, I do. I think I have some game. Not maybe not a lot, but I have some. And I'm just, I think I'm a smart person. Like, I could make a lot of reads on people and predict what they're gonna say, how they're gonna respond, and what the hell they're gonna be. I'm kind of like, one thing that I want to keep improving on as a person is be able to understand other people's, what they're gonna say, how they're gonna feel about things. Use that to my advantage. Because if I know they're gonna be mad at me if I do something, I won't do it. But if I know that if I say a certain phrase, they're gonna react, then I'll say that, get a reaction out of them. Like, that's what I want to get better at doing. Because then, if they're sad, then I'm gonna know what to say and what not to say. Like, right, if they're mad, I know I'm not trying to make them more angry by saying something that they probably don't like. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I want to get better with, the psychological things. Like, that's definitely something I want to keep improving on myself. Because then just helping a relationship, it helps jobs, it helps with just everyday thing, it helps with a lot of stuff. I mean, it's really good psychologically. Because maybe you could be work at a fast food, you're a cook, and there's an anxious friend, and if you know what the hell they're going to react to, you say something, then don't say it. If you know how to work psychology, then you'll be fine. But let's say you are retail, you know, customer, like, anything customer service, they're not mad. If you know how to, like, how people will most likely react psychologically, then you know what to do, or a general idea. So that's one thing I want to keep improving on psychologically, is being able to read people and know how they're going to feel, react, and what their reaction will be. Definitely something I want to keep looking into. But speaking of looking into, I definitely want to keep looking into that, all the steps for job interview, because it's 10 questions minimum, and then I'll probably ask them some questions. Like, I don't know what I was looking at things. I'll probably ask my buddy who works there what I should ask them for questions. Like, I have a general idea what I'm gonna ask them, but how much do you get paid? No. I mean, I could obviously ask that. Be like, how much will my salary range be between? I mean, that's not a bad question. Like, how much do you think my salary range would be? That's not a bad question. But, like, I honestly want to ask, like, how does a day at this role, like, operate? That's what I want to know. So if I'm going to be a cashier, I want to know, like, how it goes on. So just, like, a general idea, and then I can, you know, learn it, do it, and then, yeah. Be like, how does this role operate daily? Or, like, I could ask him, like, what's the current trend or issue at this current spot? And how do you resolve it? Sorry about that. But now one question would be like, what's the issue or problem that's happening at this current restaurant, and how is my role gonna, like, resolve it? So, cashier, how am I gonna be able to resolve it? Like, that's a good question to ask them. Like, obviously, I wanna figure it out. Gotta prepare. Gotta get my whatever I'm gonna wear to it. So it's a Monday at 4:15. So I gotta arrive here at 4, park, like, prepare myself mentally, because it's 10 questions. Gotta answer it all, like, smart, well thought out. I'll probably have to do, like, a practice one. And then, yeah, we do the interview. It'll probably take, like, 20, 30 minutes. Do that, probably. Go home, probably play video games or watch, and just something to get my mind off that, because I don't want to be thinking about that the entire day after. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to look into you too much, but I will for this scenario. So, like, Monday will be the what? Today's the chicken. Be the 10th. Monday, wake up, probably try to get some good eats, just get my energy up. 14, do that, get there at 4. Like, practice before, obviously. I'm going to do my last practice before, a couple hours. Gonna research the company, see what their, like, values and their goals and their testimony and all that stuff. Like, figure out what they stand for, figure out what that restaurant specifically, that location. You know, figure out, like, how to answer the, because there's, like, 20 or some questions, and they're going to pick, like, 10 of the 20, like, 5 to ask me, then I gotta know how to answer all 25. I have a general idea. It's like, I mean, obviously I'm not gonna write it down exactly, but if I have, like, the summary of an answer and I can just add my own, like, spin to it, then yeah, that's good. But you had to put, like, 25 potential questions in, and you're gonna ask 10 of them. So I have to answer them smart and honest and not sugarcoat, not lie. And then, you know, ask them a couple questions, maybe, like, what's the potential salary or wage, and, like, potential hours, or what's the biggest issue to them, or what do they want to improve on at that specific restaurant to, like, increase the demand. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of questions I could potentially ask them. And then, like I said, probably wake up, like, 11 or something, maybe 12, maybe 1, you know, get to eat something, get my mind thinking, well, let's do a quick practice one more time, probably leave my house at, like, 3:45, because it's 4:15, so give me probably 15-minute drive, like, maybe 20, I'll still be 10 minutes early, so I want, go to the front desk, ask them, I'm here for job interview, someone will probably take me back, probably, like, one of the managers or hiring people, and then we do that. 20-30 minutes, probably be done, like, 4:45. And then say, like, thank you. Job interview, after I ask questions, shake their hand. I mean, I can shake their hand before. And, get a drive home. Yeah, I'll probably get some meat there. Imagine. I'm like, give me something to eat here too for free. Let me check. Yeah, Autumn. Maybe that's who I'll see. I think it's a female. Yeah, so maybe I'll talk with Autumn. The hiring manager. So probably who I'll talk to. And then she'll probably be like, it's my pleasure. And I'll be like, that's what I always gotta say. Imagine. Shake your hand. And she said, thank you for coming. Be like, my pleasure. I should automatically get hired for that. Be like, my pleasure. She's like, it's like, thanks for, like, coming to the interview or whatever. I'm like, my pleasure. I'm sorry. But, like, what? Oh, my God. That's a good start, though. I mean, I know a lot about Chick-fil-A. I've done a little bit of research. Like, it was founded in 1946. Pretty sure 1946. Atlanta, Georgia. My Trubit B. Kitty, I think that's his name. Atlanta, Georgia. It's known for specialization in chicken sandwiches. One of its, like, slogans is eat more chicken. It's closed on Sundays. They always say my pleasure. They're, like, very, like, they're involved in a lot of communities and sponsors. It's more, that's not really like really a quote unquote fast food. It's more like a, it's more like a hybrid. It's like a fast food, but like a restaurant style. It's like it's the top tier. There's like 2,600 stores, and in 2021, there's over 2,600 restaurants. You know, you could franchise it. Popular items are chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, they have mac cheese. Like, I know a lot about the company. I'll keep learning more. So just so if they ask me something, what do you know about it? I'll make sure dates are right. Make sure I show that, like, I did my research, because I like doing research. And I know Chick-fil-A is good. I mean, I know a lot of fast food that are good, but I know Chick-fil-A is, like, up there. They're up there. It's like a, like, yeah, I mean, I won't get into it more because I don't want to spill everything, but that's the basics of the company. And then they're going to be like, tell us a little about yourself. And then that one's going to have to be like, it's an open-ended question. So I don't know if I'm going to answer that, honestly. But I mean, I'll look online at what the best strategy to answer, best way to tackle that question. Because I mean, yeah, I can obviously tell them about myself, but I have to figure out how to relate that to the role as well. Like, I don't know. I'll try to figure it out, honestly. I don't know. 10 questions. Gotta figure out best ways to answer them. Obviously, have a general idea of what I'm gonna say. And then we go from there. We do the interview, and, you know, we hope for the best. And I hope I get the job. Because I get to start that Wednesday. Like, if everything goes right, we have the, like, school schedule. I'll go to school from Monday to Thursday from, what? What time? Like, hold on. What time did my classes would be? Like, 9:30? It's like 9:30 to 2:05. You know, it's like 3 classes every day. And then work from like, what? I don't want to, I mean, maybe I could work 3 to 9 or 10. I don't know how many hours I'm going to work. But I want to work from Wednesday to Saturday for sure. I think Fridays and Saturdays I'll work mornings. Like, maybe not super early, but I'll still work early. I guess let's just say it's what? Let's say it's 6 hours. Wednesday through Saturday, 6 hours. That's what? Wednesday through 4 days, 24 hours. And I think my friend said they make you work like 15 to 20 for a part. So 24 hours. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe I work 4 to 11, that's 7. Maybe like 24 to 30 hours per week. And then obviously Sundays close. I said I could work Monday and Tuesday, but if I worked, it'd have to be from like maybe 4 to 9 or 3 to 9. Like 3 to, it wouldn't be a lot in time because I have other, like, I still need days for school, obviously, and homework. Obviously, I need to have time for that. Watch, I could be doing my homework in freaking while working. That's funny. I may be, like, yeah. So obviously school is probably more important, but yeah, working tomorrow too. So figure out that balance, and then balance those two things with like my own personal time. Like, what am I gonna do? When I'm not working and I'm out of school, aka like Monday, Tuesday. Like, what? I'm working 4 days, and at 3 days, it'll be like workout, like stuff that I need to do, like homework for sure, working out, playing, like hobbies, like those are days. But from Wednesday to Saturday, it's probably like it's gonna be rough for sure to get used to. Like, except for me, just for me, because I'm gonna come back from school and it's gonna be like maybe 30 minutes, then homework's gonna be due next day on Thursday. So like I'm gonna have to figure out like how am I gonna tackle that homework that's gonna be due on Wednesday, Thursday when they give it to me on like they're gonna give me homework on Wednesday or something. Like, they're gonna give me a lot of homework on Tuesday that's gonna be due on Thursday. They're gonna give me homework Monday. So, how am I gonna tackle? Am I gonna do all the homework Monday, or like I don't actually have to think about how to do it. How am I gonna do that, honestly? Because let's say they give me work on Thursday and they want me to finish it by Friday midnight. I have to work Thursday into the night, like the late afternoon and night shift. Then I have to work Friday, probably the morning. Get home, probably be tired, probably take a nap, maybe go out, and I have to, like, that's gonna be definitely something not easy, but I'll figure it out when it's that's in the, that's too far in the future. I can. But yeah, I mean, whatever job I get, if it's not Chick-fil-A, I get a different job. Okay, I'm gonna get a job, no matter what. This, because I said it to myself, I was guaranteeing myself before that I was gonna get a job this semester. So I'm gonna get a job even if it's not there. But yeah, still, part time now to figure out how to balance it all out. But I think that's the end of this reflection. I mean, there's nothing really more. It's gonna be Saturday. If I don't have anything planned out, and I don't have enough need to go out, or I don't feel like I have to go out, then I'll probably just stay home, watch anime, hopefully finish One Punch Man, maybe start another anime. I don't know which one I'll start. I'll look through a bunch and see which one is will interest me. Cause there's a lot of animes I could choose from. So I'll figure it out. I really like One Punch Man though. Like, that man is goated as hell. Like, Genos and I forgot his name, Setima, whatever his name is. He's a freaking goat. He just cucks on like everyone. And they're like, how is he built like that? And then because he works out, like, I love it. He's built different. Bald headed goat. But yeah, that'll be the end of this reflection. Reflection for tomorrow. Hopefully it's another step forward. Because we're gonna keep taking the steps. No matter what happens yesterday, what happened the day before, doesn't matter. Because we're only looking forward and we're only moving forward. And we gotta keep that same energy every single freaking day. Even if some days are gonna be bad and depressing and you don't wanna do anything, you still gotta keep that same energy. But even if it's a bad day, let's try to stay positive, continuous pressure all the time. So keep doing that. We'll keep growing. And I'll keep growing. And that's what I want to do. Keep growing, proving as a human, proving mentally and physically, and then keep going towards that big goal, becoming really happy. And when I'm really happy, then we can keep exploring more things I could use, I could do with that happiness. Maybe in a relationship, maybe help the community, maybe community service, maybe volunteer. Maybe, you know, we never know what I'm gonna do with that stuff, but I'm gonna do something positive with it. But you know, it's really late. I gotta go to bed. So, good night from me for now, and then good luck to future Jacob when I listen to this, because I didn't listen to a couple of few days, but I will listen to it. But yeah, good luck, future Jacob, if you do listen to this, and hopefully whatever time you do, hopefully that day you do something productive, because that's what we gotta do. But good night and good luck.